point of law.
If you're offered a reward to return to your estranged spouse and do so, are you legally entitled to that reward? The court vowed that this was a tough question in the case of the connubial contract. Charlie Boone with today's Point of Law on WCCO. Ben Froelich was known throughout the county as the worst-tempered man alive. People wondered how he ever raised as fine a son as Jeremiah. They also wondered how he ever got young, pretty Dorothy Davis to marry him. But marry him she did, perhaps hoping to reform him. Unfortunately, Ben was beyond that. But Dorothy stuck it out for almost 2 years. Finally, weeping after one of his frequent tantrums, she packed her bags and left. A few weeks later, Ben's son Jeremiah came to see her, and he said, "Dorothy, you know, Dad's been in really bad shape since you left. He really thinks the world of you in spite of the awful way he acts. He won't eat, won't sleep, won't even get mad anymore. He really needs you." And Dorothy said, "Sorry, Jeremiah. I could have gotten real fond of him except for those terrible tantrums. Now I'd rather work for my living than live with him for free." Jeremiah said, "Well, don't think I don't understand, but he's my dad, and I guess I owe him. So here's my proposal. If you'll return to his wife for as long as he lives, I'll give you half the estate I'll inherit from him, and I'll put the agreement in writing." Well, Dorothy thought about it, and then she finally agreed and went back to Ben. A year later, Ben went on a fishing trip and caught pneumonia and died. When Dorothy claimed her half of the estate, Jeremiah said it wasn't as much as he had thought, and he couldn't afford to give it up. Dorothy filed suit. Her attorney said, "This was a binding contract. Jeremiah promised a reward if Dorothy returned to her husband, which she did. She carried out her part of the agreement. Now Jeremiah must carry out his." Jeremiah's attorney said, "The case is not that simple. The agreement is not like one for services such as housekeeping, nursing, or other care. This agreement concerns marriage, a relationship that cannot be bought or sold. The contract to hire a wife is obviously illegal. Dorothy's suit should be dismissed." Should the court enforce the connubial contract? We'll return with the verdict right after this. If you are offered a reward to return to your estranged spouse and do, are you legally entitled to that reward? Yes, said a Massachusetts appeals court. The contract is not illegal simply because she mingled a worldly motive with whatever other motive she might have had for returning to her husband. The agreement intended to restore peace and harmony between husband and wife. The agreement is valid. Therefore, Dorothy is entitled to her share of her husband's separate estate. In this Massachusetts case, it's a point of law on WCCO.